Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The sublime conduct of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as hadiyah, that is gifts, are concerned. It is sunnah to accept gifts. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to accept gifts and give the giver something in return as well. Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to accept gifts but not sadaqah, that is charity. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to accept gifts and he used to give his companions gifts as well. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be very fond of gifts, and if it happened to be edible, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam would commence eating it in the very gathering he was in. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam accepted gifts. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has written that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to accept gifts, not sadaqah. Allama Aini rahmatullah alayhi has written that sadaqah is regarded as dirty wealth. Gifts, on the other hand, are given to please the next person, and sadaqah is given to save oneself from calamities and misfortune. The learned author of Faidul Bari writes that the difference between hadiyah, that is a gift, and sadaqah, that is charity, is that the prime objective of giving a gift is to please the person, and receiving the reward is secondary, whereas the prime motive of giving sadaqah is to receive the reward, and pleasing the person becomes secondary. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that people used to bring edible items to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam would inquire if it was sadaqah or hadiyah. If the person said that it was sadaqah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam would offer it to his companions to eat, and if it were hadiyah, a gift, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam would partake of it as well. Sayyiduna Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he took a plate of dates to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired about the nature of the dates, whereupon Sayyiduna Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated it was sadaqah for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well for the companions. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed him that he did not consume sadaqah. The following day, he brought a plate of dates, and upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's inquiry, stated that it was hadiyah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam motioned for the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to partake of it, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself ate as well. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to accept sadaqah on behalf of the poor sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.